Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is a replay attack? A very interesting phrase you'll hear from time to time in the information security space is replay attack. So let's discuss it. A replay attack takes place when a third party intercepts a communication between a sender and receiver. Replay attackers may either delay the transmission of a message or transmit the message for their own purposes. These attacks can be successful because the attacker doesn't have to decrypt a message, rather, just capture and resend it. Replay attacks may be realized when a third party intercepts a message, delays it, and demands a ransom to release the message. Or a replay attacker may demand access to other confidential data before releasing the message. A third goal of replay attacks is for the recipient to impersonate the sender, and by doing so, deceive other participants in a transaction. Note, replay attacks are similar to man-in-the-middle attacks. However, they differ in terms of the details attackers use to realize their goals. There are two ways to defend against replay attacks. First, both sender and receiver need to synchronize clocks. When a connection is first established and check timestamps on messages received to ensure they haven't been delayed. Or two-factor authentication can be used to ensure misdirected data can't be used maliciously. Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.